something went on here and something went on there.
This time on TNT,
we play Hey, Aren't You?
Donovan and Randy record a classic.
Plus, we also play Spot on the Spot. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hey, aren't you?
What? Who do you think I am?
I'm sorry, I don't know the verse, but...
Yeah, that's fine. I think I am who you think I am. Just, can you keep going?
Little baby, gotta go down. Now turn down, the night turn down. You'll see the blinded lights go around survivors. You know that one?
Yeah, that's me. I'm just interested to hear your take on it. Yes, of course I'm Tom Cochran.
Oh, that's nice to meet you.
So, Hey, Aren't You is a reverse game show where you hit the guy with a clue and the person who's put on the spot has to guess who the person thinks you are.
And it's just regular folks.
But of course, it didn't occur to me. Of course you would sing the drum part of the song.
It starts the thing off, right?
Let me hear it again. Let me hear your life is a highway clue. Technically, that's Aren't You the Drummer from Life is a Highway.
What?
That's a deep cut, man. Because I would have probably said, hey, aren't you?
Well, what hook is in that jam other than the kind of want to sing the chorus, right? There's no way the average guy, like in an airport, is going to be able to just throw out the words.
Hey, aren't you just, you're that, although if you saw Tom Cochran, you probably wouldn't go with the riff, would you?
And you could do the way he is in the video with the leaning. And the guitar. You know what I mean?
Like you don't know the words, but you're like, aren't you a moment of zoom and heaven and all is omitted and then they go. Hey, aren't you my papa's playing in the belly? My back and the rest of my hell. Hey, aren't you a
hey, aren't you born inside the man? All loud right in front of
right in his face. Of
customs.
As you're finishing your garlic fingers. Hey, aren't you a my boy's gonna play on the big legs? Okay, here's your first hey, aren't you? You ready?
Yeah.
Hey. Sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
Are you the bumpy, bumping, bumpy, bing, bumpy, bing, bumpy. Aren't you that guy? You know the.
I don't know. That sounds like every game show in history. The music they play when
With they're walking down the street and the sort of look like Jamiroquai, but it's the like boom, bum, boom, bing, boom, bee,
zee, boom, bum, bing, boom, bee. Are you referring me to Richard Ashcroft?
Yeah, with the
instrument hurts me. Yes. When I'm bumping into the public, yes. That's me. Yeah.
That is you. I thought that was you. Aren't you a bum 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 bing bum bing
ding bum bing ding bum bing? I was thinking like that, like weird spy music when you're stealing something.
Oh yeah, it does sound like that.
That's what I.
Here's the most annoying version of that. You ready? I want to take two on him. Hey, sorry to bother you.
Yes.
Aren't you a?
What are you?
What are you?
What are you?
Hey, what are you?
What are you?
Donovan had that lick lying around, yeah? From the Stone session, and he gave it to, what were they called? Bittersweet Symphony, The Verve.
Gave it to them.
I have this lying on the studio floor, yeah? Make the cut.
Yeah, no, it's right. He was, because it's from that Stones record, and that manager or whatever has the rights to it. That
what if, just a thought, but what if your song starts with... What do you think of that, yeah?
I know.
What are you?
We need to get a shirt that says, what are you?
I know, it makes no sense.
Would you stop, Annalise, you're blasting in here again. This is what happens when you do a pod on a Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
A Super Bowl Sunday. Come on. Get out of here.
I know, my girls are at Sobeys, so I have a window.
I'm gonna tickle you.
Where's the reverb mic? Okay, I'd like to hear alert, alert with some reverb on it.
Yeah. How about that? You do reverb. Hold on, let's turn this baby on. Okay, give me an alert, alert, right in there loud in the mic.
Alert, 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 alert. Nice.
Now leave! Go downstairs! Reverb guy is now Reverb Dad!
The Reverb family's pretty funny as a sketch.
Come on, Donna! Now get to bed!
No!
You need to go to bed! It's too late!
No!
But it's already 8 o'clock!
It's 2:30!
Okay, that's enough.
Do I have to stop this car as Reverb Guy?
That's great. Good time, Soda. That was like the closest thing to a guest we've had in 2 years.
I know, I love it.
Actually, with the mic.
It is Super Bowl Sunday.
It is.
Yeah. And we are carving out a window during family time to bang out 134. Because we really want to stick to the Monday drops. It's been working gangbusters for us. And I know if the bods love one thing, it's consistency.
That's right.
So let's start, let's keep going with what are you?
This game is great, what are you? Hey, what are you?
Okay, your turn.
What am I do here? How about, hey, aren't you? Ding, 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 da do do da do do da ding, 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 da do do da do da.
It reminds me of the Snap Ride.
Hey, aren't you? Ooh, right. Everything's gonna be all right. And the sun comes down. Ding, 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 ding. It's, aren't you Jerry Mercer from April Wine?
Aren't you? Hey, there's a bud named Jerry Mercer that listens to the show, and he plays in a band, and he's from Ottawa, but it's a different one, right?
Yeah, it's a different one, and there we have the classic, remember the classic Jerry Mercer story that I've told on the pod before?
Let's hear it.
Well, remember just that some sound guy was pranking him while he was doing a drum solo, and he cranked his mic, so he's all like,
right,
all super loud, while he, like louder than the drums from out front.
Miles is a Nova Scotia mask.
What's that?
Miles Goodwin is a Nova Scotia Mav.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And we also, we used an April Wine song in one of the Trailer Park movies.
There's so many hits. They had a lot of hits.
I'm on fire for you, baby. Fire for you, woman, all night. Okay, you ready?
If we have a movie, we need to use that Stan Peters jam, right? The Lady.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to bother you. I see that you're sitting here in a coffee shop, and it looks like if you're who I think you are, you're probably working on lyrics. Do I have this right?
Yes, I am.
Aren't you? Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hi, yeah.
Okay, that's right.
Aren't you a
say? Yeah, I got it.
Aren't you? What's going on?
I'm Linda Perry.
You are. You're. Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're. Hi, yeah.
Okay,
Right?
But you could also do, let's get this party started, that Pink song, because she wrote that.
Did she?
She wrote tons of hits now.
Yeah, but didn't she also write, ah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's where it all started.
That's a great jam.
It's one of those songs that has the same chords as like 500 other songs, but it seems to work.
Linda Perry is her name.
Yeah, and everybody says, that's Geddy Lee, but it's not.
Aw, what a sin. Well, she also looks a bit like...
No, the singing, not the face. Oh. Jeez.
Oh, I thought you meant...
No, that's terrible. I didn't mean that. What the heck? I'm not going to say that. I meant the singing. Sounds like Geddy Lee.
I'm trying to look. Songs written by Linda Perry on the Wikipedia.
Yeah, do it.
Beautiful. There's... Christina Aguilera.
There's one.
You are beautiful.
Yeah.
Can't Let Go, Adele. Christina Aguilera, one. Candyman. Gwen Stefani's Danger Zone.
Yeah.
Get the Party Started. Yeah. My Love, Celine Dion. Lift Me Up, Christina Aguilera. Perfect Stranger, Cheap Trick. Superwoman, Alicia Keys. Samantha, Hole. And then she also, it says here, wrote that. Ah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. The Four Non-Blondes.
That was it.
And I remember playing festivals with them back in the day.
No way.
Yeah.
I thought it's called What's Going On.
Isn't that what it's called? Or is it? No, it's not.
It's not.
I don't remember.
Well, yeah, I think it is, but it's not in the Wikipedia section of songs written by Linda Perry.
Because, yeah, I don't know, maybe that was diced up with the Four Non-Blondes.
Maybe it was Andrew diced up.
How about that?
How about that? Okay, hit me with the Hey, Aren't You.
Okay. Hey, aren't you? Dooms, 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 early in the morning, just about supper time. Isn't that you?
Yeah, John Fogerty.
Hey, yeah.
Down on the corner, out in the street, bunk-a-dun. There's a lot of doon-cha-doon in the music of your people.
Well, it's the riffs. It's classic riffs.
Dung 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 dung.
Yeah.
Hey, aren't you if I have this right, I don't want to blow your cover, but aren't you this is one loves me. This is nothing new. No, I am made. I'm naked on the floor. Isn't that you?
Are you do you think I'm Natalie and Bruce?
Yes, guy. That was a deep dive.
You mean the girl that married the guy from Silverchair? That Natalie Imbruglia?
Yeah. Thanks. Not to be confused with Lisa Stansfield of Been Around the World and fame.
You know one thing I noticed listening to Biggie records?
What?
I wish they could put them out again without Puffy's little cheap lines in between and the, yeah. Come on.
I know.
Like, it sucks, and it drives me crazy, because they're classic tracks. He ruins them all.
Come on.
Yeah, it's like, always it's so... You got this classic voice, and then this annoying little, yeah, come on.
In the few rap songs that, as a fake rapper, I have recorded, the fill pass of, like, you know what I'm saying? Ha! That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah!
Like those things.
Yeah.
I find those hard to do. Because it's accurate, but it doesn't advance the story, really.
Well, yeah, unless it happens naturally and like while you're doing it, it's like, man, like you're just trying to get heard, which is really cheesy. It's like putting your cheap piss stain all over every verse.
Wait, not to interrupt.
What?
But aren't you,
Oh! Could you go a little more, please?
Aren't you ding 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 ha 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 ding 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 ding. Ooh, 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 baby. Aren't you you're making me crazy. Aren't you every time I look around.
Yeah. Oh, what was that? It's in my face. That's the guys in the car, right?
Yeah.
The trumpet.
Yeah. Aren't you
By the rights. Remember that line? By the rights.
Ooh, baby. OMC.
OMC. How was that? That's right.
I think he stepped out.
How bizarre. They're from New Zealand, right? They're Kiwis.
Were they?
Yeah. How bizarre. They're like size of ice.
Totally. Yeah.
Jam. He could do it.
How bizarre. How bizarre. They are from New Zealand. Named one of the greatest New Zealand songs of all time.
Man.
Listen to this outfit. The Australasian Performing Right Association named How Bizarre one of the greatest New Zealand songs of all time.
Come on.
The full name of the band is a tongue-in-cheek reference to Otara's status as one of the poorest suburbs of Auckland. But he did pass away.
Yeah?
He died at the North Shore Hospital in Auckland after suffering for several years from a chronic degenerative disease. That's sad.
Okay, you ready for this one? Hey!
Yeah?
Aren't you,
Gino Vannelli. I had it on doom even before that doodaloom and well before the bing dong. Guess what this week is, bud?
What?
The 1 year anniversary of Germathur. Because I was in Fort Lauderdale working with the same group that I was working with in Phoenix a year ago.
But you weren't in Phoenix.
Germathur. No, I wasn't. But the Fatburger lady doing How Bizarre at karaoke is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
How bizarre! How bizarre! Okay, I have one more for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah?
Are you, you're the soundtrack to my childhood, dude. Like, my girlfriend and I always used to neck to your song. You know the I'm not saying that,
Marcy's Playground of Sex and Candy?
Yes.
Yeah, I wrote that. Yeah.
Yeah, so that, you know, that was you, the
I also moved to Vancouver from America.
No way.
Yes.
Why?
He married a woman that I think managed the warehouse, the studio out in Vancouver.
Come on.
Yeah.
So you're the, who's that lounge out, baby, stars in my direction.
I was just turning into, like, story of, I remember that guy.
I know, I love it. Well, if I'm sharing, and I know you would want me to, I found my clues on 90s one-hit wonders.
That's pretty good.
What could someone hit you with? Like, do someone approaching you as aren't you the guy from?
No, my thing I hate the most, it's like, that's the, like, I hate it when people do that, but, like, I'm not gonna get mad at them or anything, but the worst thing is when they're like, come on, sing something, sing a song, I don't know, sing a song. I'm like, listen, I'm not the singer, I'm not singing nothing.
They say it to you?
Yeah, I go, figure it out on your own, man, Google it when you get home, bud.
It's, not something.
Let me hit my tee shot, usually is when it's happens.
It's not something that happens to me often because I'm not a stand-up, but I know that friends of mine that are have to tangle with this all the time. And buds, if you meet a stand-up in public, maybe don't hit them with this one. Say something funny.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
It's usually not the people that know them or know their work, but say something funny is a hard thing to rally from.
I don't like it.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't get my share of, aren't you a...
No, for sure. I know for a fact that from personal experience, it happens like once a day.
Know what I'm saying?
The know what I'm saying line from somebody else.
Yeah.
And then the guy with the video camera in with that time, I won't say where, but that was too much.
Yeah.
Won't say
where. Hey, say something on video.
Yeah, and like you're like looking at the product in the store we're at, and this guy's got his camera on you and going, hey, what's going on? Like, you're like just a piece of meat.
An exhibit.
And his kid's running around like, yeah. And you're already sad, like, can you just like take a picture? We can do a picture. And he's like, nah, it's okay. This is videoing you while you're looking.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's nice when folks want to say hi and want to talk about it, but...
But don't get all TMZ on a guy.
When he's just trying to buy some Dark Horse rye.
Yeah, it's like... That's definitely not Canadianity.
No, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
But taking a break is Canadianity.
Oh, sure it is.
BRB with 134, bots.
Let me ask you this right quick. You know what I mean?
Rendy. Hey.
Hey, how are you, Donovan?
It's the early 70s, yeah? Yeah,
it is. It's my... I just left, guess who? I'm on my own, doing my own thing.
So, pop music is at an intersection at the corner of What's Possible Street, but where we've been, Boulevard, yeah?
Yeah, man, and I just want to say I really like... I like that Derek and the Dominoes record, man. That's... why I'm working with you right now.
Well, and you've probably also heard the work that I did with Queen.
Absolutely, yeah.
Also, the Queen.
Oh, you did that too?
I was the person behind An Evening with Queen, sponsored by the Queen.
Oh, you introduced them.
Queen Squared is what I called it. It was like a little Queen fantasy. So, Rendy, you sent over the lyrics for Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
Well, this is how I wrote it and how I feel. It's like, and said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Here's something that you're never gonna forget. Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet.
Is it cold in here?
Because
to me, that feels like a first draft.
But that's it. That's this chorus. What do you mean?
So distilled down, is it, first of all, is it a baby or your baby or who is the baby?
Well, I mean, it's my baby. Actually, this song, I mean, it's 1974, remember? And I just kind of had a thing going with Barbara Streisand and it's just finished. So that's what it's about.
So you're calling her baby. So is it Babby or Babsy?
Well, I guess it's baby, but just because it's more universal to be baby, let's do that.
Did you have a baby with Barbara Streisand?
No, I did not.
That you know of?
Not that I'm aware of, no, Donovan.
Okay.
I got a thing going with Cher now.
Okay. Cher and Cher alike, I always called her. But that's a story for another time, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Randy.
So, Randy... Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do something a little bit different for you.
Hey, look, I'm turning off the light. Where am I? Yep. Oh, I'm turning it on.
Oh, well, what are you? Standing behind me. Randy Bachman.
You know, just
standing behind me. I felt the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I was like, is that you, the Queen? Because it's the only other person that I have that reaction to.
Yeah.
And Bob Geldof, but that's a story for another time as well.
He's not even...
So, Randy, this is what we're going to do.
Anyway.
I've been using some vocal warm-up techniques.
Yeah.
So I want you to repeat after me. You ready?
I'm ready.
After me.
After me.
No, sorry. Say this after me.
After me.
No, hang on. Haven't started yet. We are starting now.
Now.
No, I'm going to say a phrase and you're going to repeat it back to me.
Back to me.
It's great.
That's great.
Baby.
Baby.
Babby.
Babby.
Babsy.
Babsy?
There's a baby.
There's a baby.
Bollocks, there's a baby.
Bollocks, there's a baby.
There's a baby, bollocks.
There's a baby, bollocks.
Bollocks is a baby on the double-decker bus.
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 That's good. So, when we're recording Baby...
Baby.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
I want you to say, Baby, But you're exasperated because you and Barbra Streisand have just had a baby. We are recording. Oh, just the baby. You ain't seen nothing yet. That part. Let's hear it.
Baby, you just ain't seen none of nothing yet.
Do you know what?
Something that you're never gonna forget. Baby, you just ain't seen none of nothing yet.
I mean, it's not wrong. That's just for sport.
I mean, that's the kind of, I think, fear. It would be like my bones would be shaking. I just would be tough to get the N's and the B's out to me.
Okay, let's work with that then. So say, how many B's can you possibly say at the start of a sentence with the baby, I ain't seen nothing yet? We are recording.
And said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet.
Let's try. Just try three B's. Baby.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet.
Let's try, just for fun. See if you can do the word baby, but without pronouncing the B's. So, A-E. You ain't seen nothing yet. Just to try it. Just hear me out.
And said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Ain't seen nothing yet.
See, to me, now you're telling a story. What happened to the bees? Where is the baby? But it's kind of the hidden message is like about the birds and the bees. Do you know what I mean?
So, like, try it without, like, with those gaps again?
Yeah, but try it faster, but a bit slow at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
And said, you ain't seen, yeah, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet.
What are you, Reggie Bugman? Come to my house and record a song so professionally. Now that we've taken out the bees, I want you to take the bees from the takes that we took out, the bees, and put all those bees and even more bees into baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. But I want you to think of a baby bee. A baby bee. A tiny little buzzer, yeah? A baby bee. Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet. Let's hear that, yeah? We are recording.
You gotta take it easy, man. You're taking too many scoops.
Well, do you want some gack?
I'm good, man.
You're not on the gack?
I'm what?
Randy, are you not on the gack?
Not at the moment. I'm trying to keep a clear head when I sing a song. But, I mean, you clearly are a little bit rattled right now. Maybe you should,
Two scoops of gack. Never heard nobody.
You gotta take it easy.
Randy, I'm just on the gack. Randy, I'm just on the gack.
You look like a freaking lobster right now, though. You're so gacked up.
Well, you're the one looking at me with four eyes.
Look at this. Hey, Donovan, look.
Why did you lift up your shirt?
I don't know. I just thought it would get a rise out of you.
It got... Well, it did, but not where you expected it, maybe.
Why,
no. Why don't you do that thing where you turn the lights off and appear behind me?
Okay, I'll do that again. Hang on.
Where did the lights go? Randy, you've turned them off again.
Donovan. Where am I?
What are you?
I'm in the back.
What are you?
I'm over here in the studio.
Randy, book it.
I'm back over here now.
All right, put your shirt on.
Come on, beam me up, Donovan.
Oh, Randy Bachman. Randy just ain't seen nothing yet, yeah?
Let's go to the lobby and go down the slide.
I think there's a future in great moments in awful music that Donovan was behind.
For sure.
All we have to do is pick a terrible song.
Well,
stage the session, not to suggest that's a terrible song, of course.
No, that's a classic.
But we could stage the session where Donovan had the idea for the person to do the terrible thing. Do you have candidates for the worst song of all time?
Have we talked about this before?
I don't know.
I was, because that could, yeah, I mean, it changes from, I think it depends on your perspective and time of your life. But it, yeah, I think there's some bad ones, right? Do you have any ones where you're like, oh, well, yeah. Well, I mean, you said, Oh, What a Night was the one that killed you. Whatever, 63, whatever it's
called. Yeah, but here's the thing. I can recognize how Oh, What a Night is a good song. It just doesn't land for me. But I don't think it's an ill-conceived notion or poorly executed or anything.
Oh, okay. You mean like, well, I mean, yeah, like crap made song? Like sounds crappy, cheap?
Yeah.
That's more of a, it's more a personal dig, I think. But I hear you.
I'm going to say.
There's many songs that are really bad like that.
I'm going to say Save the Best for Last, Vanessa L. Williams. Is in the conversation.
Yeah, but that's like a hit, massive hit song. Could you can't deny the actual, like, okay, here's the hit song model. Try and do a song with a verse chorus that's appealing to a mass audience, and that song clearly is that, right? As crap as it is. Like, you gotta, you know what I mean?
Do you think it's, what do you not mean?
I think that's like hating the player as opposed to the game.
Right, okay. That's fair.
So that's a good game, though, where you think, is it really, is it validly, truly horrible?
Okay, Mambo number five.
What's that?
Mambo number five.
Yeah, no, again, another smash hit worldwide song. Like, how do you knock a song that's, like, heard from, you know, Starbucks in Portugal and Starbucks and everywhere? Another one.
Well, I think you can still knock it. Who is the guy?
That's crap.
Like Gangnam Style. There you go.
I know what that. Like that's not a. That, I mean, it's cheesy and everything, but it's as a song, it's a smash song. So, that you can't say it's a bad song if it's got 2 billion views with that, and it's so annoyingly catchy that it sticks in your head for like a week.
I'm really surprised to hear you say this.
I hate the song. I can't stand it, but I don't think it's like a piece of crap. I think maybe the brand is off my scene. I see where it's aimed at, but it's like nailing where it's trying to go.
But you're getting soft a little bit, aren't you?
No, I would never deny the, like, just to respect the fact that it got to a demographic so hard that it's, you can't say it's bad, because it's like, look at how much it's done.
I feel that about...
Bad, like it painted bad completely. It is shit, but it's like different. I'm saying like, the quality is not great in the for you, but like for, I don't know, 6-year-olds to 14, like that's their anthem.
But I
like
feel that about shows, TV shows that are hits, and I feel that about books that are hits. Generally speaking, and I've said this before, generally speaking, the people get it right. If it's a smash hit, there's probably some reason
why. No, for sure. It's good. You're like, okay, I get why people like are listening to it a lot, but it's not for me. That's in that ballpark.
Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Well, you love Gangnam Style. I remember that.
I loved it.
No, yeah, you loved the song and the dance craze.
You're a nice one.
Remember how much you loved the dance craze?
It on the car all the time and did the dance when we were going in the mall.
Hey, we've announced tour dates in Ontario in May.
We did.
That's exciting.
Yes. Do you want to rip through them?
Yeah, do you know what they are?
I know where they are.
Okay.
But I don't know exactly. We should do this professionally, like real bods that are going to do a tour.
Okay, I'm just looking it up right now.
Yeah, so you get that.
It is in May, I know that much.
I believe, I'm not sure, is it start in the Hammer?
Don't know that.
Does it start in Waterloo? Does it start in Kingston? Ottawa?
Don't know.
But those are the places.
Those are the places. We had a great time in Ottawa last time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. So much so. That we're going right back quick.
May 25th, Waterloo, Ontario.
The Waterloo.
Maxwell's Concert Venue. May 26th, London at the Rum Runners.
London.
May 27th in the Hammer at the Casbah.
The Casbah, which is a classic venue.
And May 29th in Ottawa at St. Bridget's.
Now, if that ain't not a horny lineup of shows, I don't know what is.
I think we can also say that soon we'll be announcing that the 24th is going to be Sarnia.
Yes.
But this is not the official announcement.
So down there, down in Sarnia. Here we go.
I'm excited for Sarnia, which is the home of Donovan Woods and Mike Stevens.
Yes.
Two of our all-time turbo buds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to get back out on the road. Now, was it PJ from Northern Ontario? PJ Derridan? I hope I'm saying that
yes,
right.
Yes, you're right. I think so.
Who is disappointed that we're not going up north.
I know. Hey, we want to go like anybody's business.
We really do. But the truth is tough, we really do.
It's a tough drive and all the organizing to do all of those things together and not be completely wiped out to do a show after 12 hours of driving back and forth to places. It's just a little crazy.
And we're probably, if we're being honest, not in the fly between legs period in our TNT touring. And the truth is, I think if we're being completely honest, we can say that your comfort level for being out a bit longer than mine is well known because you have experience with it.
And well, yeah, it's like I can handle 2 weeks. It's not that much more.
I can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not like we're anything more than two. I'm not involved into it. But 2 weeks is tough, but I can do it.
Yeah.
But you're like, no dice, 1 week flat.
1 week is about all I can muster being away.
Yeah.
And so we'll do a Northern Ontario swing sometime, take a week and do that. That would be awesome, and I can't wait because I haven't actually in my life spent enough time up north.
Yeah.
Northern Ontario, that
is. No, for sure. It's a good time up there. Lots of great people.
And yeah, nice folks.
Really a lot of good places that we could do. So it would have to be kind of like the Northern Ontario rip, and we would definitely need like somebody else driving us because you can't do that without help.
Well, couldn't we fly somewhere and then drive to the other places?
Well, it depends because it's just like if you're going from small city to small city, we start looking at throwing down huge cash for flights when it's like flying. And remember last time was fine because we booked everything ahead, but when you're going sometimes small plate airline to small airline, I don't know, that just seems a little bit nuts,
a little dicier
with like a van and someone else with us
driving. Well, life is all about choices, you know.
Yeah,
well, like it's obviously there's less competition in the wintertime as far as you know what people might pay money to go see. Summertime is better for travel and for all that stuff, but there's more competition in the summer.
That's the other thing we could do is a fam jam. Then you could do whenever you could go for a month if we did a full-on Torrens and Taggart family
Well, summer. Don't say it if you don't mean it. Like 1-800 Gorving styles.
Yeah, yeah.
And go coast to coast in the summer and have big barbecues in every town.
Absolutely, that would be a gas. I almost would be like all we've over
even
that.
Talked about it before.
Yeah, no, that's a go in my books without even thinking about it.
Yeah, I would really love that, and it's something that I'd love to do at some point anyway with our my kids. Family is drive across the country.
Yeah, to show the kids the country that way is great. I mean, I never got to do it until I was older, but I mean, Lisa did it as a kid. And you might have, but that feeling of just driving across the country, it's just such a beautiful thing to see so many different styles of landscape.
Yeah.
You know, although it takes a long time, but just it really is life-changing if you do it at a young age.
So if you were in the bus and you were going out west, would you go down through the states or would you go up over?
Up over.
Always?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, a couple times the other way, but yeah, 98%.
Depends a couple of times you went down under?
It's up to the driver, too. It depends on what they want to do. What's that? Down under?
A couple of times you went down under? Down under the Grant likes?
Oh, definitely down under.
Hey, interview
how
with
do you sleep?
Sheila Rogers on
when
the next
When your beds are banning?
I haven't heard it yet, but we've been getting great feedback on our interview with Sheila Rogers in the next chapter.
Yeah, thanks for having us on there, Sheila.
She's Rogers. Great. She's super fun. Super fun. And heard from a lot of folks this past week, as I'm sure you did, that the Fru was on CBC Radio Q.
Oh, he was.
With Tom That's Powell right. from Newfoundland. And people said it was like listening to our podcast.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That's art imitating life. Hey, let's take a break on 134. You want to?
Yeah, well, right before that, we have to talk quickly about the bot of the week.
and just the fact that it's been going great.
Yes.
And like we can't believe how many people just out of the woodwork are saying, hey, this person's doing a great thing for these people or for us or for me. And it's something that's really important to us. And just let us know if you guys got a bud. Tell us on Twitter, and we'll focus on that bud for the week, and we'll get him a shirt, or her, him or her.
Him or her, they get a shirt, bud of the week. And I love there's a wide range of acts of budism, and everyone is kind of special and unique in its own way. It doesn't have to be a big, crazy, like, gave me a kidney thing.
Yeah.
You know, brings me a coffee once a week, every Friday. That's kind of a nice bud of the week material act right there, too.
Absolutely. That's the whole idea.
Do you want to take a break?
No. That would be great.
This episode of Tegan Tones is brought to you in part by Chipotle, chips and guac, tacos, and enchiladas. We'll be right back.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Thanks a lot, baby. Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Jeremy Taggart.
Yellow.
How are you?
I'm good, but hang on a second.
What?
Hello?
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's there, hon.
Hello?
Just a sec. Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Can you hear me, Jeremy?
I think it's the machine. I think he's on the machine.
Jeremy, it's me. I can hear him, hon, but I don't think he can hear me. Because anytime I say something, he doesn't say anything back.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? No. I'm pretty sure he's not there.
Jeremy, you hear this?
I guarantee I'm on the machine, love.
No, see, I'm trying to talk to him, and I can hear him talking to somebody else, but he can't
hello.
Hear me.
Hello! Hello! See, I say it every time. I say the same thing.
No, I can hear you. Are you there?
I tell you.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
No, he can't. I just tried again. He can't
hear me. I don't even know why the phone guy even came here. He didn't even do anything.
Hello?
Wait a second. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, there you are.
You're there.
Hey.
Do you know what's the funniest thing is for the last minute now I've been saying hello and you can't hear me, but now suddenly you can hear me.
Same to me. I couldn't hear a word.
Isn't that funny?
But it's good now. I hear you fine.
That's what we should do again. We should do Little City with Jack and Diane sometime.
Sure. But what does that have to do with answering the phone?
I guess because it reminded me of...
Those two?
Diane's catchphrase, which... is maybe my favorite... no, it's not my favorite thing, but I really like it. The, like, punching's one thing, kicking's another, but punching and kicking, can you imagine?
Yeah, no, that's a good one, for sure.
So it made me feel homesick for Jack and Diane.
Beautiful. How about this little... when we play Spot on the Spot, bring that one back.
Just Spot on the Spot.
Yeah, double dose of games this week in 134.
It is an embarrassment of riches as we look back through the catalog of TNT stuff we can do. You just listed off the characters because we had a brief conversation between segments like, what should we do?
Yeah.
And when you listed them off, there's Joe and Gino, Andrea and Laramie, Gary Lake, Salvador and Bri Ashley,
Bonnie, Wolfman.
And Wolfman, Gordon Bernie.
Did you mention Salvador?
Yep. Jack and Diane. Randy. There's a lot of people we can do. Donovan Randy. And Phil.
Randy, did you mention Giuseppe?
No, I didn't. Tom Powers on CBC Radio Q.
The list grows. Even Hal. Good old Steve Hal. Fisher? Hal from Tech. Hal from Dallas. And Sabais.
By the way, speaking of Fisher.
Sobos.
Have you ever heard in your life... of someone like Mike Fisher retiring from the hockey and then coming back just because the Preds are putting together a cup run?
Yeah, that's pretty, I don't know. What do you think? Whatever salad, greasy, or you love it?
I kind of love it.
Okay, there you go.
I kind of love it because the Preds approached him.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, guys, actually, on second thought, now that things are going well, let me back in. They approached him and thought he might be a valuable asset.
Yeah.
It was really exciting for the town last year. I dig it.
No, sure. Good move.
Do you dig it?
Especially if he soldiers through and wins. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
You know, the story about Carrie Underwood is heinous.
What the hell? What are you talking about?
She had some kind of fall in November, I think. And immediately kind of laid low. She had, I forget, 100 stitches on her head.
What?
Some completely like shocking.
Boreas Salming styles?
Yeah, like awful, awful, awful. And she, I don't think she's been seen publicly yet. But she said, the only thing I can tell you for sure is I won't look the same when you do see me.
Whoa.
Bananas. Never well,
they know. They can do some serious work nowadays on this, like reforming skin and facial surgery and all that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. But still, you have to imagine that it was a crazy fall.
Yeah.
If she had that many stitches in her face and feels she won't look the same.
Like, how did she cut up her face like that?
I don't know. I don't know any more details about it than that.
Okay.
Anyway. But what a sin, because she seems like a very nice person.
That's terrible.
And they're doing the Lord's work, and they have a couple little kids, and you don't like to think of that happening to anyone.
No.
Let alone someone nice doing the Lord's work. Okay, spot on the spot. You picked some music.
Why are you saying it like that? You make me laugh.
Why?
I don't know. Just the way he said it twice.
You doing the Lord's work?
I don't know. It's just.
Well, you don't like to think of that happening to anyone.
No, no, it's doing got the Lord's work. Nothing to do with that. It's just when you say it twice. I thought you were. Forget it. Let's just go on to the spot on the spot.
Okay, so here's how spot on the spot works. You picked some music. I don't even know if we called it spot on the spot the last time we played it. You picked some generic commercial music, and we're going to give each other business names, and we have to do a spot on the spot for this business.
Yeah.
Okay. So
why don't you go, you give me one, and I'll, you give me one.
Okay. I want you to do a commercial for Canoe Emporium.
Like it's a Canoe Emporium?
Yeah, he's hoping to expand, but so far, not so much.
Okay. All right.
Spot on the spot. Hit the track. Here you go.
Okay, I'm going to hit the track right here. How you doing, everybody? It's your old friend Gary at Famous Canoe Emporium. This week we got a big sale on the seven banger for $250. Normally $5.99. Hey, you want a kayak? You came to the wrong place. We only got canoes. We got canoes for all types. We have leather canoes. We have the small canoes you can take on your back. A canoe that can fit your whole family and take your stuff as well. Maybe you're going for a trip down the Boyne. Maybe you're hitting the Mad River. Maybe you're going to somewhere else in the Headwaters area. Enjoy your ride, but make sure you come on down to Larry's Canoe Emporium. Tell him Jake sent you.
So Jake isn't even the owner.
No, I Jake probably works said for Larry. Three different names.
I love Canoe Emporium. I feel like Lean On Me was a bold choice. Is it really? I guess you lean in a canoe, sure.
He's going, pulling on the heartstrings with just like nothing.
You do you get your J stroke going. It's a bit of a lean. Was the Boyne, is that the Assiniboine?
No, the Boyne River. It's just the one with Southern Ontario River.
Okay, I'm in. I'd go to Canoe Emporium. I also like the fake out of, if you're looking for kayaks, yeah, we don't have those.
Came to the wrong place.
He was also in no rush, which I really appreciated. There was none of this like, hey guys, I only have 30 seconds.
No, the jam kind of started that. I don't have it. These are all like, we're dealing with just acoustic jams. So there's like, if you want pick me ups.
I like that though.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, what's my business?
Your place is called Kiko's Fish Hut.
Whose Fish Hut?
Kiko.
Okay.
Kiko's Fish Hut. You ready to rock?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna jam is rocking now. Oh no, hold on, oh no, there, jam is rocking now.
Hey friends, it's Kiko here from Kiko's Fish Hut. You know me, the guy with the pan-fried ahi? Come on in, Tuesday through Friday, 12 to 2, when our lunch specials this week include halibut, pan-seared haddock, and also a two-piece fish and chips for only $6.99. At Kiko's Fish Hut, we pay for things by the weight, so that's why we have a lot to do with scales. Because fish have scales. Just to offer a joke explanation, that's where I was going with the scale on scale thing. Anyway, come eat your weight in fish at Kiko's Fish Hut. Not my best work.
No, no, it's good. You're just...
The song sounded like a warm friendly, so I was going warm friendly. Well, I dangerous. Promised myself beforehand I wasn't going to do any fish puns.
Oh, you should have.
So I was going for sincere.
No, I wanted to hear some of those.
Some fish puns?
What's the mallard?
Holy mackerel. All right, okay. I'm just warming up. Here's your next business. You ready?
Okay, hold on. I got to get the new jam. Okay.
I also have my new tooth in, and I'm having trouble negotiating my tongue.
Yeah, all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, what's this one?
Dish Village. Dish Village.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to pick. Okay.
Wash, 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 sun, sun, sun. Sick and tired of dirty dishes. Sick and tired of having to clean them all the time. We got so many dishes at Dish Village, you don't even have to wash them anymore. Come on down to Dish Village. Plates, bowls, cups, saucers. Smash them, trash them, throw them in the garbage. Don't forget, Dish Village. We're on Norwich Drive, just south of the sign that says, "We love ketchup."
See, Dish Village, I was thinking we started a bowl movement.
These slow jams are making it tough. There's no
I know, path. They really are. Okay, what's my next one?
Your next one? Okay. Your next one is... Sills Taylor. Sills Taylor, yeah.
Okay.
So he's a tailor, but it's Sills Taylor. Hang on a second.
Did you say Sill or Phil?
Sill, like S-Y-L.
Oh, Sill.
Yeah.
Isn't there actually a Sills, like, tuxedo?
Hang on, we got a fight going on here. Hang on. Hey, guys! Can you not be loud, please? Okay, thanks. Okay. All right. Ready?
Sill.
Sills, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to turn the jam on, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Sill from Sill's Tailor Shop. Tell me if this sounds familiar. You buy a suit, it doesn't really fit in the chest. You get some pants, maybe they're too short. Maybe you bought your wife a skirt for your anniversary and it was too long or too short or too tight or too bunched up and you feel like it's a problem you can't overcome. Maybe you threw away the receipt. Maybe you don't know how to solve your problem. Maybe your problem extends beyond your clothes. If you come down to Sill's Tailor Shop, whatever your problem is, wink, wink, I can solve it for you. Sill's Tailor Shop, named after my grandfather, who was also Sill. Come in for the long and the short of it. We can handle anything, wink, wink, you might be having a problem with. Sill's Tailor Shop, it's really just a front for money laundering.
Sill came clean in the end.
Yeah, right?
Come Look, on, if I'm not being clear enough, this is not legit.
Come watch some soccer and make a few bets.
How many greasy soccer bets go on every day?
Ugh.
too many. Well, far too many. Sports bets. How about right now on Super Bowl Sunday?
Do you ever bet on the sports?
Maybe, you know, three times in my life.
Ever made money on the sports betting?
No, not to that. No, just to make it interesting, like 10 bucks or
I'm even, you know, at the bottom bucks of my bachelor pool. Just my instincts are wrong.
There's a bachelor pool. That's like, it's like hockey, same. And you're getting killed?
Yeah, getting crushed.
You gotta figure
but I
it
think
out.
The trades come up this week.
Yeah?
Sylvia is the chair of the bachelor pool. And you'll never guess who's number one in the bachelor pool.
Who?
Jared Kiso.
No way.
Yes, Kiso is, he's like, he's 3 weeks in a row, he's been number one. Just crushing it. I hope I didn't just out him as a Bachelor fan.
I think you did, actually.
But the it's
but
it's,
that's okay.
It's quite competitive, and he's I was suggesting he should write a book called Kiss and Tell, How to Master Your Bachelor Pool.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. You ready?
You gonna give me one more?
Yeah. Pets and things.
Pets and things.
Yeah. Pets okay. and things.
Pets and things.
Yeah. Pets and things.
Are you sick and tired of your cat pooping on the floor? Maybe your dog ate something that you don't want him to eat. Not unlike my neighbor's dog, who would eat diapers thrown to him. Come on down to Pets and Things. The things are what bring you back. The pets? Bring your pet in here. See what happens. You can get them groomed up. Their nails. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you want to neuter them. We can do that too. Maybe you want to feed them something different. We have the raw stuff like carrots, vegetables. And we also have the big bags of stuff that's like 50 bucks and it has every kind of nutrient plus flies and dog shit in there.
Gross.
Come on down to Pets and Things, located on Orf Road. If you smell any bodies, that's just the way the things happen.
So graphic and specific.
Yeah, Pets and Things.
Good commercial for Pets and Things. Do you guys give Rebel treats?
Just the dog styles.
Like dog treats.
I don't know, like those little spongy little things that are in the dried up chicken or whatever it is.
Because Henry likes carrots as treats.
That's like treats, but then he has like the dog food, which is normal little dog bits.
But do you also hand bomb them from the table? Slide them some bits of hamburger and stuff?
No hand bombs. Because then you get them whining and wheezing and all the time.
While you're trying to eat.
Never at dinner, no. After dinner, like, or like for tricks, like if he's doing tricks, we'll give him some.
Are you guys family sitter down or dinnerers?
We try to be, but you know how hard that is.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to have everybody sitting there. And so we try to, like, definitely on special occasions, but we try once or twice a week to get everybody together because that's really the only time you have legit conversation other than like late at night when they're in bed, you know.
I love the legit conversation family dinner.
I love it too. Yeah.
It's worth fighting for sure.
Start talking about what happened for real in the day as opposed to like what they're going to do and how they're going to pass the next hour.
Especially with the TV off, like just sitting talking styles.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go around the table giving toasts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what people are thankful for and stuff.
That's a good one. That's a nice one.
It's pretty fun.
The toast.
Is there one more business for me?
Is there? Yeah, okay, yeah. But let's get you a better jam. I can't handle these awful ones.
As I mentioned, we were in Florida for the week, and we Airbnb'd a house. And the second last day we were at this house, we had a Lincoln Navigator as a rental, and they had big, ooh, heavy doors, right?
Yeah.
There's a wooden fence along the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So Indy was getting in the Lincoln Navigator and the door was open. And this is on me. The door was open and resting against the fence.
Yeah.
Everyone was in. Seatbelts were on. Put her in reverse and moved backwards. No. And it janked the fence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Janked the fence.
Like, made a gash in it. You couldn't see through the fence. But the truth is, as far as the owner, Larry, is concerned, it could have been the cleaning people. It might have been the grounds people. It could have been anybody. But I just thought it was good to come clean with Larry.
Yeah.
And I was rewarded for it, bud.
Came through with Larry.
He was like, hey, you know what? I really appreciate you telling me. I'll have a look and let you know, but I'm not worried about it.
Bodism brings bodism.
I really feel that way because even if it would have been easier to say nothing, which it would have, it was not a fun message to write.
Yeah.
I would have had to carry that around with me. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? And I can't get this thing working, so let's wrap her up, bud. Sorry, bud. 134 down the door.
Do you know what I was going to do?
What?
I was going to do a commercial as me.
Okay.
And I was going to say that I was getting paid a lot of money to do it, and that's why I was doing it. It's the only reason I was doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to take us out as that?
No, but I'm going to take you out as this.
Okay.
There's a girl on The Bachelorette, on The Bachelor, named Becca.
Yeah, come on. I'm going to...
No, you're going to like this.
Well, I'm worried about my thing here.
Okay, I'll tell it really quick. Her mother reported her missing, but she wasn't missing. She was just on The Bachelor. So they ran her picture in this Northern California paper as a missing person.
But she's not. She's just on The Bachelor.
See you next week, bud.
Okay, bye, bud. Boom, gong, gang, gong, ding, gong, ju, bong, 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 bong